Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. In yesterday's lesson titled, How to Make Great Decisions, I shared with you two simple, four-word questions that can have a profound impact on your success rate in making basic, everyday decisions. Today, we're going to examine how former President Bill Clinton made critical decisions during his tenure as President of the United States. I learned about his decision-making process at a leadership event for church leaders at Willow Creek Community Church. One of the guest speakers was former President Bill Clinton. As part of the interview, Pastor Bill Hybels asked President Clinton what was the hardest decision he had faced as president. He responded by saying, sending young men and women to war. Pastor Hybels' next question was, how do you go about making this type of decision? President Clinton responded by describing a process of making decisions that I have used to make every major decision over the last 10 years. Here are the key points I took away from that interview. First, he would seek wise counsel. He brought together his highest-ranking, most valued members of his team, including those who had the greatest insight into the situation. Second, he would seek to understand the facts. With this group, he thoroughly discussed the key facts of the situation so that he would have a complete understanding of the challenge at hand. Third, he would discover all available options. The team then brainstormed and listed every realistic option they could think of. Fourth, they reduced their options. After considering all available options, they would narrow their list down to the most obvious choices. Fifth, the team would then make a list of the pros and cons of each option. After completing this step, the top two or three options were generally obvious. Next, they would focus on the cons. They would then dissect each con and discuss how they would handle it if it had to be addressed. Then he would make the decision. After going through the process with his most valued advisors, President Clinton would make his decision. Pastor Hybels then asked President Clinton, "Do you look for consensus among the members of your team in making these types of critical decisions?" What do you think he said? He said he would always seek consensus among his team. He said, "If I bring together my best people and go through this process, I'd like for us to collectively agree on the best solution." Since listening to this interview 10 years ago and incorporating the decision-making process recommended by President Clinton, I have made very few bad decisions. Like many of you, I've been kicked in the teeth enough times to realize the importance of seeking wise counsel and to remove all emotion from my decisions, to plan for the worst-case scenario, and then make my decisions based upon facts and logic. If you have any tips that you have found beneficial in making critical decisions, please share them in the comment section below. As I wrap up this 3-day series on decisions, remember, your life is a reflection of all your decisions. You can improve your life by improving your decisions.